So we're continuing our bench series on benching. The Rashab was one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes. He said, he once heard that there was a Yid in the next town over that was fortunate that he inherited the Baal Shem Tov's Siddur. One of the earlier Lubavitcher Rebbes, a few generations after the Baal Shem Tov, he hears that this Yid has the Baal Shem Tov's Siddur. So what does he do when he hears this? Lubavitch, I guess they had a lot of money. He offers a tremendous amount of money for this sitter. Keeps on sending emissaries to the guy. Please, can I buy the Baal Shem Tov sitter? Of course, the guy who inherited the Baal Shem Tov sitter, which I think was the Baal Shem Tov's Gabbai, his great-grandson, whatever grandson, said, no way, it's not for sale. The Rashab sent more money. Guy said, it's not for sale. Finally, the Rashab says, well, can I at least borrow the sitter for a week? Let me borrow the sitter for a week, and at least let me see it. So the man said, fine, you could borrow the sitter. So he sent the sitter in a train to Rashab's town, and the Rashab says that he sends his gabbai there. And he says, the guy tells the gabbai, well, what, can you go get the sitter? But he tells the gabbai, you gotta go to the mikveh first. If you go to the mikveh first, then you can look at the sitter. So the gabbai goes to the mikveh. He goes to the mikveh and he gets the sitter. He brings it to the Rashab. And the Rashab invites all the townspeople to come see the sitter. And they put out the sitter. They put out the pages. And everyone's looking at the sitter. He's going through it. And there's one part of the sitter, the Baal Shem Tov's, which is the most used. And what do you think that was? Not Shmon Esrei. Not Shema. Not Kriyas Shema Lamita, but the most worn pages were benching. That, says the Rashab, is a lesson. How important benching is. That the Baal Shem Tov Siddur, Heuga Baal Shem Tov's, had benching. Now, you could have said the Baal Shem Tov benching was used the most, but I guess, maybe not. You use Kriyas Shema every day, but yet the benching, the kavana that the Baal Shem Tov had when benching was unparalleled. That's story number one. So I was in Reb Spiro's Sefer Touched by His Blessing. Story number two that I saw is a more recent about the Klausenberger Rebbe. The Klausenberger Rebbe, he would have his tishes Friday night. He'd get into the tishes and they'd have, they'd sing whatever, dance, whatever you do at tishes. And everybody would say Divrei Torah. After one of the tishes, the Klausenberger Rebbe came home and he fainted. He was so, I guess, exhausted, emotionally spent from his tish that he couldn't handle it anymore, so he fainted. Wakes him up. What does he say? First thing he says is, I need a wash again. Because I didn't concentrate on my benching enough. That's what he says. Again, you see the concept of kavana, having proper intensity and proper mindset when you bench. So the first question you need to know, if you're benching, how to have kavana, is you got to know what to do. So I will ask you a very simple question about a zimun. And we're going to get to a couple of Zimun questions. So let's do a Zimun. Let's do a mock Zimun. Okay? And anyone want to be put up to the spot? Who wants to be the... We should put a coin up to the spot. Okay. But okay, one second. So you stop me if you think I'm doing it wrong. Okay? So Rabbi Sain Nevarech. So far, so good?
So far, so good. It's wrong already.
What? Okay, Rabbi Simon Vell and benching. Okay, very good. For the Yiddish guy. This one has in brackets Rabbi Simon Vell hard scroll. Then Yishem Hashem Baruch Mei Tavad Olam. So far, so good. Yishem Hashem Baruch Mei Tavad Olam. The reader says, Bershus, Meranon, Rabbanon, Rabbi Simon, Nevarach, Yibab, Okeinu, or not Okeinu, depending on if you're 10 men, Shechan, Mishalo. So far, so good. Then you say, yeah? Huh? Okay, Bershus, Akon, fine. Beseder, fine. And then everyone else says, Baruch Shechan, Mishalo, Tvachinu. So far, so good. Okay, now, who wants to do the last thing? Okay?
New?
Okay, so what do you say? So you say, the leader says, Baruch, or Okeinu, or whatever, Shechan Mishalo, Uftuvo Chayinu. Okay, I'm not going to tell you what Art Scroll says. What are the next words? Baruch Ata Hashem already benching? Or do you say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema? Art Scroll, at least this version, and we'll read the Hebrew afterwards at the end here, but it says, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo on a different line, even though there's room. So our scroll says, HaMezamin, the leader says, Baruch Shemo Mishol Tochinu. Then the following line, without any you know, schmidgig next to it, telling you if it's the leader or the not leader. And there's room on the previous line to fit it in, but just says, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and then you go into benching. So the question is, what is the deal with Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? And I will have a raise of hands to show you how complex this is tell me if you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, if you are the leader or you participate in the Zeman. Raise your hand. So you're all in Connecticut Art Scroll, huh?
No, you have to be more clear with the question.
Okay, have you ever said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in any time in the beginning of benching? No. I don't care if you're the leader or the Muslim. I don't care. No. I don't care. No, either was. You've said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Have you ever said Baruch Shemo?
As the leader.
As the leader. Okay, so you've said, and how many people were in your Zeman? Three. Okay, three. Why not three?
This is not our scroll. It also says Baruch Hu.
Says it. Okay, so this is going to be a very fun chabura. Okay. Does anyone here admit that they've never said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? I'll raise my hand. I never say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. That's not how I was taught to do Zimunim. I can't tell you why I was not taught that way, but I don't remember ever hearing the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? No. Okay, so you want to raise your hands one more time? Who here has said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? I don't care if you're the leader. I don't care if you're the recipient, whatever, the other guy, the combiner guy. How many? Who here has ever said the words Baruch Hu Shemo in when? Ever. Okay, ever means that you said it sometime. So yeah, no. We have 5 out of 12 over here, whatever it is. Yeah, so it's a pretty good chabura then to give, because we're going to come out of this chabura. I'm going to try to give you some guidance, and of course the guidance is going to be unclear. Of course. Okay. So it starts with the Gemara. Open up your Gemara in front of you. Find me where it says Baruch Hu Shemo. No, open it. You won't find it. You can take any Gemara you want on the shelf here. You ain't going to find the words Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in the Gemara. Now, the Lashon of the Zeman, everything else, is in the Gemara. It talked, maybe not the first line is not, but that's a whole separate Chabur, which we'll get to at some point. But the key parts of the Zeman are not in the Gemara at all. Okay, so take Rishon. How does Judaism go with halacha? It's very simple. As I remember being taught this as a kid, and I wish they would have taught me this earlier, because it would have made halacha understanding a lot easier. There are three big guns in Judaism from the early Rishonim in terms of paskening halachas. The Rosh, the Rambam, and the Rif, all living in the 1200s, give or take, a little bit earlier, a little bit later. But give or take, those are the three big hitters for halacha psak. And usually, the Tor, who is the first one to codify, for the most part, in an organized order, would take, for the most part, his father was the Rosh, but often he would take 2 out of 3 and passing like them, or he would follow his father, the Rosh, for Ashkenaz, and the Sfarad would go after the Rif and the Rambam. So open up for me a Rif, and show me where it says anything about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Not there. Show me where it says in the Rosh that it's that there's Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Not there. Take a Rambam. I'll read you a Rambam. Rambam is easier to read, so I'll read. I picked 1 out of 3 to read to you. You have to trust me. The other 2 don't say it. Says the Rambam, Shlosha sh'achu pas. 3 people are eating bread, ke'echad, like one. Chayavin levarich birchas hazimun. They need to make a birchas hazimun. Okay, great. The Ezu Birchas Hazimun. What is Birchas Hazimun? If you have between 3 and 10 people, so it says Mevarich Echad Mehem. One of them starts off. Omer Nevarich Hashachan Mishalo. Va'kol Onin. Everyone answers Baruch Shachan Mishalo Tvochayinu. V'uchozru Mevarich. And then the leader says Baruch Shachan Mishalo Tvochayinu. V'achar Kach Omer. After that, he says Baruch Ato Hashem Okeinu Melech Olam Hazanis Om Kol B'Tuvah. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is nowhere to be found. So you have the 3 big hitters. Nothing. Say nothing about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And they give the Zeman. Don't tell me, they don't talk about the language of the Zeman. They give the Zeman. They don't mention Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So then you open up the Tor, who's codifying those 3. And I'll read to you what he says. In the Imam Mesubin Shlosha, if you have 3 people, Azni Tosna Lam Berchas HaZeman. Then you add on this thing called the Zeman. That one of them says, Nevarach Shalcham Mishalo. Vehein omim, and then they answer, Baruch she'achal mishalot vochayinu. V'hu chozer v'omer. Then the leader goes and says, Baruch she'achal mishalot vochayinu. Baruch hu baruch shemo. There you have it. So the Torah introduced, and we're talking about 13, late 13, early 14 perhaps, right? Introduction of Baruch hu baruch shemo. And who says it? Who says it though? Who, the leader or everyone?
The leader.
It sounded like he was saying the leader says it. Okay. So now you have a source, but you have no understanding what exactly is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and is this how we paskin? Comes along the Ramah, who's Minhag Ashkenaz, and says very simply, Barambam Eino Muzker. Rambam doesn't mention anything. Sh'omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. V'gam harbe min amidaktikin. Anyone who's careful with their Judaism, he says, Ein omer no son. They don't say it. El maschilin miyad, you start right away, Baruch Atah Hashem, with benching. But then, because the Ramah is a good man, he says, even though no one says it, I'll help out the Torah. I'll help him out. Look, it doesn't make any sense to me. No one says it, but practically speaking, the Torah says it. So what's the pshat, he says? The efsher, maybe. Tam Rabbeinu, the reason for the Torah is, k'dei lahafsik bein birchas hamazon lebirchas hazimun. What does that mean? To separate between zimun and benching. Why do you want to separate between zimun and benching? No?
It seemed the opposite that you would want.
That's right. I would have thought, right? Wants to separate from zimun to bench. That's what he says. The efsher.
Because benching is for everybody, whether you have mezuzah or
not. And therefore, but if Zimun's, so what is Zimun though? But I thought Zimun was part of benching.
But maybe it goes back to last week. Where Zimun is Derabbanan, and since benching is Derabbanan,
so hold you. I got 4 minutes to get to your point. 1 second. It's a great point. You're already starting to come along this. But simply put, it makes no sense. It doesn't say that to separate. I thought the whole point of Zimun is maybe to lead you into benching. Okay. Then he says, just to be clear, I helped out the tour. Avlo yadati minayin l'arbeinu zeh. I don't know where he got this from. Kizaino Musker Begamara. Virif, Virush, Lowiskiru. And the Rambam, he said, doesn't mention this at all. The Av Shinira Dover Yeser. Mainu Shaykh Labrichas Mazin Yosu Mishar Brachos. He says, he doesn't understand why we're saying this at all, more than any other bracha. Why don't you just always say Baruch Vruch Shemo? Dakar Kol Bracha Yachaloma Baruch Vruch Shemo. If you love the words blessing God, you're a TBH guy. What is it? TYH. What is it? Thank you, Hashem, right? You're a thank you, Hashem guy, and you got it in your bumper sticker. Because, of course, you can do any affairs you want as long as you have a bumper sticker on your thing that says TYH. You know, they shouldn't say that on the thing. But, okay. Hopefully, those people are tzaddikim as well. But the whole idea is it becomes a movement. You just need to have a bumper sticker, and then all is hefker. But the whole idea is that this thank you, Hashem, is an important idea. You want to thank Hashem as much as you can, but then say it in every bracha. You make a shakal. Say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mokein Malchom, Shakon, Yabavaro. You know, Baruch Baruch Shemo. So where does this concept of blessing God come for anything? If anything, Baruch Baruch Shemo is all controversy. Do you say it by Chazar Sashatz? Anyone want to hear, raise their hand and say, don't say Baruch Baruch Shemo by Chazar Sashatz? I will. I absolutely don't say Baruch Baruch Shemo, because that's the Kabbalah that I got from my Rebbeim, is that Baruch Baruch Shemo is a hefsik in Chazar Sashatz. And if Chazar Sashatz was originally instituted to be Yotze people, even if you're not being Yotze for it, you should not say Baruch Shemo. Real briskers, they don't say Baruch Baruch Shemo. No, they say Amen, but not in the Baruch Baruch Shemo. Big Hakan Naftorah. You say Baruch Baruch Shemo Naftorah. So I have heard from great Rabbonim, who may not want this on the tape, but I can tell you afterwards if you want, that they don't say, that they, when they do the Haftorah, they read the last words very fast, so that they don't, that the Tzibur doesn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo at the end of the Birchas Haftorah, because they want to be Yotze with it, right? So you know, that's, I mean, sometimes Ashkam, we don't have to do it, because a lot of people, you know, it's still early in the morning, I don't know how many Baruch Hu Baruch Shemos are so loud by Ashkam, but the point is that Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is itself controversial, and yet the Torah is throwing it in, no?
Right, would you say it at Birchas HaShachar also, because you repeated yourself,
right?
Maybe you shouldn't say...
I don't think you should say Baruch Hu. I mean, the briskers don't say Baruch Hu at all. It's just not a thing to be said, because all of Tefillah is supposed to be for people that are being Yotzei, exactly. And you don't.
Should you say when Dafkei you don't want to be Yotzei?
No. Right. Oh, you're saying if you're going to say it afterwards. Oh, I didn't copy it. If you're going to say it afterwards, you're saying it afterwards. I thought you were saying you already said it. Okay, no, I misunderstood you. Yes, you're saying it afterwards. I hear you. Maybe. You could also talk in the middle. You could also say this is the whole issue of Sfiris Omer. Someone once gave me the best Eitzah for Sfiris Omer. You want to be Yotzei with someone's. The rabbi's going to count, and you don't want to be Yotzei with the rabbi's bracha. So all big controversy. You should say amen, not say amen. Someone told me the best thing in the world is just talk in the middle of his bracha.
But
it's a great way, because you got to have all the halakhic problems. Because all the should say amen. So what I always do, if the rabbi counts first, I say one word. Hefsik. In the middle of the rabbi's doing, in the middle of the day, I just say hefsik. And then you're yotze. Just say it out loud. You don't have to scream it, but just say it to yourself. You can hear a hefsek, and then you're not yotze. And then you solve all the halachic problems. If someone told me that, I don't know why the Svarim don't bring that eitz. It's the best eitz. Tam HaKacham once told me that. He's actually an accountant who told me. He's an accountant who told me. A big Tam HaKacham. Well, you don't have to scream hefsek, but just you want to do a kiddush also. You have this issue with kiddush also. You could say hefsek. I used to bother my father every time I go to my father. Every time my father makes kiddush first, I just scream out in the middle of his kiddush hefsek. I'm not yotze. And then you get to chefrim, and is that the best eitz? It's definitely an eitzah. Definitely an eitzah. It may not be the best kibbutz of aim, but it's definitely an eitzah in terms of being yotzeh and dealing with this. But so Baruch of Roshmo is controversial. And here you have the Torah says to say it. Ramah says maybe it's to separate, but he doesn't like the idea.
Could it be just a general praise of the person doing the zimun and not connected to anything? Like,
I hear you're saying
the guy did zimun. Not Hashem is blessed, yeah. But the Zimun guy, the human being.
I never heard of that. That's pretty radical. I hear that. I hear it. I have nothing, no proof against that. It seems a little bit radical, but the same phrase we use for Hashem would be used on the Mezamin. I hear you. Especially if the Mezamin is the one saying it. If the leader is the one saying it, that's even harder. Artscroll doesn't say Mesubin, by and it was originally Artscroll was still saying that it's the leader. The leader, meaning HaMezamin says Baruch Shalchan Mishol Tokin, and the next one it just says Baruch Baruch Shema.
So it's ambiguous. It's in limbo.
Ambiguous. Okay. So I'm going to make it more in limbo right now. So you open up the Shulchan Aruch. Find me this halacha in Shulchan Aruch where it says Baruch Baruch Shema. It's not there. Shulchan Aruch says, in 192, Kuf Tzadi Beis, talks about the language that you're supposed to say, but doesn't mention at all anything. It says the same thing. It goes back and forth. Baruch Shalchan Mishalo. Then he says, Baruch Shalom. And he says, you just have to trust me. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it all. And the Ramah, who helped out the Torah and tried to give him a reason, doesn't comment either. So it seems pretty clear that according to the basic halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Ramah, in Medarkei Moshe, which is the Ramah, in the Rambam, in the Rosh, in the Rif, in the Gemara, there is no Baruch Baruch Shemo. The only one we saw who added in was the Torah. The Prisha tries to give another helper, yeah?
You're reading Art Scroll
wrong. So how are you reading Art Scroll, yeah?
It says the Art Scroll Hamazuman, the whole thing plus the Shemo.
I'm going to prove, I'm going to prove to you.
How he's got it here.
Yeah.
Okay, first it says Hamazuman, Rabbo Sayyim, Rebel
Ben. Okay, I'm going to prove to you I'm right.
It says Hamazuman.
Okay, good.
And then it says again, you know, and then it says, right, Hamazuman, Bruchel, Kenachachal, Mishlach.
Yeah.
It says Hamazuman.
Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. But let me ask you a question, Mr. Jacobus. Is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo able to fit on the previous line, on Mezamin? Yeah? No, that's not a lawyer answer. Yes or no?
Not completely.
Oh, come on, let's go. Let's look at this. Come on. Yeah, that's, excuse me. Look at this. Look at this. Look here. Hold this up. Show them where it says Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. See, can you fit Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo on the previous line? If you really wanted to be in the Mezamin, you should have put it on the previous line. Art Scroll punts it. It punts. It's vague. And I'll tell you why Art Scroll punts it. Because the halacha is vague. Now here we go. We'll continue. Shulchan Aruch, nothing. Ramah, nothing. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan says very clearly what to do. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't mince words. He says to you straight up exactly what you should do. This is a fancy Aruch HaShulchan. So it's in Vayim Beis. Sorry. I have the older one at home. This is a nicer version. Okay. So in this Aruch HaShulchan, in 192, Kuf Tzadi Beis Hey, says, I'll read to you, he says very clearly, B'tekef immediately, he says afterwards, Baruch Shalom Lishlo, you begin Birchas Hazan, you start with benching. V'yeshomrim, some say, Mikodem Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. V'eino Kain, that's wrong. Shalom Etzinu Zeh Lomen HaGemara V'omen HaPoskim. Aye, the Torah says to say it. Taos hadifus. What does that mean? A printing error. To ein zeinin klau, he says, makes no sense. Bu hefsik bein berchas amazon berchas hazan. It's a hefsik. Why would you say something which is the whole point of benching? The whole point of zimun is to lead you into benching. So why are you saying berchas shmo, which breaks up zimun and benching? He says. Doesn't make any sense. Then he quotes the Rokeach happens to mention it, the Abu Rahman happens to mention it. He says maybe you say it when you have 10 people because you're saying God's name. But then he says, nice try, Avo Yosir Nachon, it's much better. Shalom Omro, don't say it. V'cheinu ha-minag ha-poshet b'medinosenu. It's a common occurrence. Our common custom is not to say it. Okay. So why in the world does Art Scroll put it in there? And that you gotta blame the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura is at fault for our Art Scroll controversy, because the Mishnah Brura does bring it down as a valid opinion, and listen to what he writes. He says like this, Mishnah Brura writes, Mashma, he says, from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, because he doesn't mention it. The Yesh Poskim, there are some that say, Kasu Omar Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. V'chein HaMinhag. Oh, so now you got two conflicting Minhagim. Aruch HaShulchan says it's Pasha not to say, then that's the Minhag. Mishnah Berurah says, over the same time period, says to say it, and that's the Minhag. So I hope you are as thoroughly confused as I. So to conclude, so the Magen Avraham kind of has a compromise, as all Judaism, a good compromise. Magen Avraham lived before these, but this is where the Art Scroll controversy has come from. So he says to say it when there are 10 people. I forgot this. One of the Art Scroll theories I looked at, I think, says this. The English one says, okay, I'm not crazy, because I was looking at the English one last night, I think. And the English one, the Hebrew one, punt. Yeah, you had to check. I think it says to say it only, the leader is the only one who says it, and only when there's 10. I'm looking if it says over here. No, see, it doesn't. It's very interesting. So the Hebrew one does not say anything about it. It just adds on that weird next line, doesn't say who's supposed to say it, doesn't say when you're supposed to say it. I think the English one did say only when 10. Now, the Vilna Gaon says not to say it, the Chazon Ish says not to say it, just in other opinions. Yeah, what does he say?
I don't see him saying that.
Doesn't say it. The one I looked at definitely said it, but maybe I'm wrong. What does he say? No, this one doesn't say it either. Okay. Okay.
Also separate line with room and things.
Yeah, like separate that. Line, same room with room. Very big. Okay, so it comes out.
That's the RCA version.
RCA, maybe the RCA is more modern. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, I definitely saw one of the Siddurim say, you say it only with 10, and the leader is the only one who says it. You saw it also. I think we saw it. And that's based on the Smuggin Avram. The compromise is that if you have 10 people, and the leader is the one who's saying it only, then there's room in Halacha much more to say it. Otherwise, you're relying on the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaf HaChaim says the very simple thing. Anytime you have a machlokas of poskim, whether to say something, whether to not say something, and it's the Rabbanan for the most part, then what do? You Erem Asoidev, don't say it. Shev V'al Tase Adif. It's better not to say extra things, which may be problematic here, because it could break up your Zimun and your benching. Best is to just stay silent. Don't do anything.
So where would the Torah have gotten it from?
So that's part of the problem.
For the Mishnah Berurah to say,
yeah.
Right. I understand.
I don't know where the Torah got it. The Ramah doesn't know where the Torah got it. Yeah.
Obviously someone to follow.
Understood.
So maybe the Mishnah Berurah
says he doesn't know. Yeah, no, for sure. No. I know where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. Mishnah Berurah is getting it from the Torah.
Sure, right.
But as the Ramah says, he doesn't know where the Torah got it. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't make any sense. It must be a mistake. Must be a printing error because it doesn't make any sense. I'll end with a little bit of one. This is the last 10 seconds. Is really Shalom hit the one this right in the head. I think the issue really is, and this is a bigger thing which you'll hear of us come up as the last second, and hopefully in a couple of chaburas, is what is Zimun? Is Zimun part of benching, or is it its own separate thing? If you say Zimun is part of benching, you know what the worst thing to do would be? Say something in the middle between Zimun and benching. That's what maybe the Torah believes. The Torah believes Zimun is the preamble, it's the start of benching. No, absolutely, sorry. The Aruch HaShulchan and his team holds that Zimun is the beginning of benching. Whatever you do, don't say anything in between it. But the Torah says, no, it's not a beginning of benching. Zimun is a whole thing that we want to praise God and like have a separate praising of God. So therefore, you should say something in between so that people don't get confused that Zimun is part of benching. Zimun is Zimun. Benching is benching. They're called two different things. They're two separate issues.
Okay, so I'm going to throw something at you. I just saw it here. But, you know,
yeah.
To wash. before benching is that you're not supposed to talk between washing.
I try not to.
Okay. So now, if you're saying, if it's a hefsid,
I hear you. Good point. It's a good point. I think the issue
says here they shouldn't even say divrei Torah.
And I think that it leads to this controversy about what is Zimun versus benching. I think the upshot is everyone should follow their minhagim that they've been doing. But if you don't have a minhag, I think the simpler explanation is not to say Baruch HaRishmo. The only time it should be said, perhaps, is definitely if there are 10 people and you're saying Hashem's name, you want to say Baruch HaRishmo, you could say it. You should know, though, if you don't say it, there's definitely room to rely upon, and that's what I do. I never say Baruch HaRishmo at all. That's the way I was understood. That seems to be the more standard, albeit excluding the Mishnah Berurah is pretty standard, but everyone else seems to be saying the Chaznish, the Gra, the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't read you some of them, they all seem to say don't say it at all, but the minhag is obviously developed. You saw 12, 13 people, whatever, more than a third, more less than half, do say it at some point. So therefore you see, obviously, minhag Klal Yisrael is unclear. Shkoyach.